as we kick off the new year. It is Wednesday morning, and just after 8:05, we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year to you. And I am sitting here in a house that I have the heat cranked because I don't want busted pipes. I have this house that was built in 1960, and let me tell you, it's that the walls aren't insulated as much as a newer house would be. So I have little drips of water going from faucets, and I have the heat turned. I like to keep the heat down to about 65.
Woo!
I just think it's healthier. You breathe better, but no. I don't know if
I'd ever get out of bed in the morning if it was 65.
I love it when it's local, but it's not that way in here now. I have it turned up to 72, and it's stifling. And I have to say, I remember all the time when many years ago when I was first married, living in that little 8-wide trailer with everything froze up and so cold that I just have to be very, very appreciative of a roof over my head. And I do. I am grateful.
And everybody that has perhaps older houses or older plumbing, keep that water dripping. If your pipes are frozen, please get on the internet and try to figure out anything you can do to prevent them from bursting, because as you know, Marty, frozen pipes are one thing, bursting pipes are another.
Right. If you can figure out a way to get, just use a hairdryer or something if you can reach it. But sometimes these things are in places that you cannot get to. So those open cabinet doors, just listen to that. And in addition to which, make certain that if you have water in your garage, that you don't just leave that garage door open for a very long periods of time. Open it just long enough to get that car out and get that garage door shut, because I already have a friend that the garage door stayed open too long and they had busted pipes in their garage. And so it doesn't take long. So folks, we just have to follow all of the advice that's been given to us in the newspaper and radio and so forth, and do the best we can. And in the meantime, so many people who were living on the streets and not wanting to go into shelters, I hope that they've all found a safe place for them to go. It's just a really tough time for those people who do not seem to want to go to shelters.
And we talked about this last year, when every day in January last year was, what, in the 40s or the 50s, it seemed like. You know that's just not going to last. So we're going to tough it out together. We can make it through this. We've gone through record cold before, and we'll do it again. Now that the new year has started, it looks like, the 2018 legislative session will start today as well. Is there anything from a Monroe County viewpoint that we should be watching at the state level? And let us know what's happening here in town, obviously.
Well, first I'd like to start out with saying how grateful I am for all the years that I knew Pat Haley, our one and only Pat Haley, who her funeral is today. Barb Clark and I, Barb, who was auditor and treasurer for so many years during the time that Pat Haley was the county clerk as well as county recorder, going back and forth. We were able to visit with her just a few days before she passed, and we'll be meeting again today to honor her. And she was just a wonderful public servant, well loved by people. Didn't matter if they were Republican or Democrat, they knew they could count on her for getting the job done and not to play favorites. So she was a good team player for county government and just a great Monroe County citizen. So I wanted to make sure that I said that, because she was a very rare kind of person, and certainly the kind of person that you want to emulate. So I'll try to continue to remember all of her advice that she's given me over the years, and perhaps be a little kinder to people. But speaking of what's going on at the state level, we have a list, or many of us do, of things that we would like to see change that's affecting us here in county government. And so we'll be looking at what they're doing, what the proposed legislation is. I know that Representative Ellington had something that was going to be allow locals to raise that innkeeper's tax rather than doing that food and beverage tax. But my assumption is he will remove that since that's not what happened. And we'll see where we go for that. But I know that they have a list of things they'd like to see that will help the people they represent. And we'll be going up there at the end of this month for a meeting with them as well.
Now, when you go up there to meet with them, do you just give them the opinion of your constituents? What goes on at those meetings?
Well, yes. Now, what? Of course, they'll be meeting with us not just in that time when we go up there. This is the Association of Indiana Counties. We'll be having joint gatherings for us at the state level. So they'll be talking about these are the highlights of what's being presented and how that will affect us here at the county level. In the meantime, will be the county officials who want to contact our state legislators will have a list of things that we are looking at to see what they're doing and sending them our thoughts on the direction that should go. It's always a busy time. It may look like we're not doing a lot, but we have to study what's going on at the state and rather than being shocked and surprised when something happens. So of course, one of our big responsibilities, whether we want the responsibility or not, it's landing in our lap when they're sending that methadone clinic here. So then we have to figure out how we are going to act and react to whatever challenges that will bring with it. And so the city and the county and you know, all of the providers will have to come together to figure out once it's decided where that's to be. Did you question when you see that they're going to have a press conference today of what's going to happen with the old Bloomington Hospital?
Well, I'm just wondering, we haven't heard much of this steering committee. Has 638 people on it. I figured by now we'd hear at least something. So I guess this morning at 11 o'clock, the city of Bloomington and John Hamilton and Matt Bailey from the IU Health Bloomington Hospital, South Central Indiana region, will present something today at City Hall.
Right, and I'm not saying it has a thing to do with that methadone clinic at all. I'm just saying, they just had an article in the paper about the methadone clinic, and we don't know exactly where it's going to be, but it looked like they had identified the spot. And then we have this announcement, and I'm thinking, is there any nexus between those two things? I guess we'll find out at 11 o'clock.
We will, and the other part of that is, there is no timeline. I think that's the thing that's making people scratch their head, because there was a big to-do to get this committee together, and we're going to make sure that this property doesn't get left behind in the shuffle. And we really just haven't heard anything about how that's going, at least publicly. I'm not privy to those meetings, if there are any meetings or what's going on there. But we just haven't heard anything about that site. And I know people that live on that side of town are concerned about, hey, I don't want to say not in my backyard, but that's in their backyard, so I understand why they're concerned.
Right, and we know that we've seen a recent history of major things happening and something, a press announcement goes on at City Hall. It's like, whoa, we didn't see that particular thing coming. And I'm, of course, speaking of what happened with annexation and so forth. So just last minute surprises. So we'll just wait and see what happens at 11 o'clock.
And it sounds like proposal, but exactly. There's not usually if the city gives you a little, and they do a really good job of sending out press releases and emails talking about, hey, what's going on here, and they're usually a little bit meatier about exactly what is going to be said. I mean, they won't give it away. But we'll see today at 11 a.m. what that's going to be. And that is interesting.
That is. And, of course, county commissioners will be meeting today at 10 o'clock. So once we see when we have these meetings at the beginning of the year, that's an organizational meeting. So it'll be interesting to see who the leadership will be for county commissioners. And then when we have the county council meeting on the 9th, we'll be deciding who the leadership is going to be for the county council. So I normally try to just vote in support of whatever the group decides. This year I may just have to say pass. I'm not so certain that... Well, I don't know for sure who the leadership will be, so I guess we'll see.
Is it up for debate? Tell the listener how those discussions go on. Do you say, hey, I want to be president, vote for me? Tell me how that works.
Well, if you're in the caucus, so because, let's say if we had a split caucus, if we had three of one party and four of another party, or however that works, each party then needs... And they have a caucus to decide who their leadership is going to be, and they put the slate up to be presented at that meeting. And then there'll be someone put that motion on the floor, and then there will be a vote on that. But you can't always tell, because I know at one point many years ago, the Republicans had a caucus. We met. We decided who the leadership was going to be. And voila, there was another meeting. And it's, oh, no, I'm going to pull votes from the other side to decide who the leadership's going to be. And so that was, you until it happens, we do not know for certain.
And well, yeah, and that's kind of how politicking kind of goes sometimes. I'd like to remind people the public is invited to the League of Women Voters legislative update. That's from 9:30 to 11. That's coming up Saturday at Bloomington City Hall. State legislators representing Monroe County will present their forecast for the 2018 General Assembly session and will respond to audience questions and concerns. For those of you who can't make it, the session will be taped by CATS and replayed on scheduled dates or on request. So that's very helpful that all that's going on. So that's coming up on Saturday. So there you're aware of all of that.
Right. Now, and also today at the county commissioners meeting, of course, they've been having citizens who are so concerned about this waste transfer facility that's been proposed to be put in their neighborhood and nearby. And they've been coming to these public meetings and really letting people know how concerned, and that they are not going to back off of this. So that's always a meeting to try to see what might be happening that might be able to address the citizens' concerns there about that trash transfer facility, and not just where it's going to go, but how all of this happened so quietly that, boom, it was like... not on anyone's radar until it was like right in their lap. So,
well, I thought at one point you mentioned that maybe that corporation or whoever it was formed is quote unquote backing down. What's the word I'm looking for here? Maybe not moving along with this anymore. Where does that stand, and where does the county council fit into that timeline moving forward?
Right. Well, the corporation Indiana Green was supposed to do a reply with information to the state, and that deadline was either yesterday or today. I think it's today. So if they replied and got it back to them on time, well, then it would be continuing to move forward at least at the state level. If they didn't, then I'm going to call the person at the state today to see, did that information get to you? Where do we stand on this? But the other thing that, and I forget the last half of your question was, what do we do moving forward with it?
What is the county council's role in the timeline moving forward?
Right. Okay. There are those who say, well, the county council doesn't vote on this, so it's really, take your take your problems elsewhere. It sort of sounded like a comment I heard the other day. Well, you know, yes, we vote on all budgets. We are the fiscal body, so we don't actually order somebody, some department to do one thing or the other. However, everything works around money. You have to have the money to make anything work. We do vote on the solid waste district, and solid waste district, then they are the ones who maybe they don't sign the contracts, but they move forward with contracts having to do with solid waste. We vote on the commissioner's budget, and they vote on things having to do with solid waste. We, the county council, has an appointment of one of our own who sits on the solid waste district board, and we had the defining vote for the solid waste district. The district board only makes the recommendation to the county council. It's up to the county council to vote up or down or change that district budget. So I do think that we have a lot of input in this. And when citizens come to you and say, here's a concern we have, will you help us or will you guide us as to where we might be able to make a difference, then I think a constituent service, you would do that. Why would you say to them, oh, it's not my business, move on? I mean, I cannot do that, and I won't do that. So, bottom line is, when it comes to planning and zoning, we also have an appointment, one of our own county council member, who sits on the plan commission. So, of course, then we would, when we vote on who's going to be sitting there, we would want to make sure that the person being represented there represents perhaps the majority of the council, having to do with planning and zoning. So, yes, budgetary situations is one thing, but we also have these appointments to represent the county.
So you got it all covered. That's good.
Right.
You'll start collecting food and beverage tax on February 1st. What should we expect in this year from that? I mean, this is the year where it just starts going, and you make sure you collect it so you can start bonding down the road. Is that how I understand it?
Right. You know, I thought it was the end of February.
Oh, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I glanced at that.
Well,
wrong,
I'm not looking at it right now, so I might have that memorized wrong, but I thought it was at the end of February. But supposedly what the point is that they will see what the average revenue is going to be over time, so that they will have some kind of track record of this is what the revenue is going to be, to see how much will support, how much of a bond that revenue would support. You know, when that information was brought to us by our financial person, he did not report the right dollar amount that would have been brought in by the innkeeper's tax for whatever reason. And I questioned him. I said, you were supposed to have it. He starts shuffling through all the papers. Well, yeah, I thought I had it here. Well, he didn't. The projected revenue from that innkeeper's tax would have been just almost exactly the same as the projected revenue from the food and beverage tax. But at this point, that ship sailed, so it's, you know, it's sort of a moot point right now. But what had been said before was that there would be a bond issued in February. Well, we all know that can happen. So they'll look to see how much is coming in. There also will be appointments made to this board that's supposed to be overseeing this money. And so at what point will that happen? I would think that might happen fairly soon, so that they can start being the overseers of this revenue that's coming in.
Yeah, it comes in, somebody's got to take care of it. That's right. All right,
right.
Marty. Well, we're off to a flying start here in January, and we'll only, let's see, what do we look forward to now? Valentine's Day, Easter? I don't know what goes on. We just need to get back in the swing of things. We need to warm up, so keep those pipes warm. Keep everything on the up and up, and we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday.
Right, and just good luck to all of the people out there who are serving us, like keeping the roads clear, and all the people who are having to work outside to keep our lives moving a bit smoother.